understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know at his right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take him at his word and Christ died to save me, this I read. And in my heart I find the need of him to be my Savior. That he would leave his place on high and come for sinful men to die. Strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior, my Savior loves me.
My God is always gonna be.
That's Aaron.
We just sang that at church a couple weeks ago.
Shust, Aaron Shust. Anyway, he won an award for that song on the Dove Awards this year on GTV. If you don't get GTV, you should.
I have a fond memory of when Jill and Charlie still came to our church. Mm-hmm. Of the first time we sang that song.
Mm-hmm.
Of her and I jamming out to it.
Y'all were rocking. And I don't mean dancing, rocking.
Well, conservative dancing.
Conservative dancing. Not like pole dancing.
No. Seriously? Not like David danced. You weren't. Not like David danced.
No. But David didn't pole dance.
Conservative Baptist.
You said David pole danced.
Okay. Seriously? But really? We're going to go there?
No, we're not going to go there. That's
I
what
didn't
you
say.
Said.
I said not like David danced.
I said that right before.
But I was ignoring that you said that.
Oh, well.
And everybody else knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that everybody else knew that.
We were ignoring you.
Collectively?
Mm-hmm. Everybody. All together, ignore Brad.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
On today's show, we've got more from Ruth Ann, more from you, the listener, and Phoenix Motor Cars. So check that out. Check it out with us. It's Friday. We made it.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand. It's all right.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Hey there, boys and girls, critters, and all kinds of creatures. Listen, it's Friday, people. We made it through the week one more time. Everybody say salute.
Who let you in?
I got a key.
Who gave you a key?
Nobody gave it to me. I stole it.
Well, you shouldn't steal things. It's not right to steal things.
You people keep saying that, but I still got a bunch of stuff.
Huh.
Hey, listen, anyway, that ain't what I came here to talk about.
Did you come here to talk about how great you were, how happy you were that it was Friday?
No, didn't come in here for that neither. Came in here because I got a big old fire going out there, and I got all kinds of stuff out there to cook, and I hear there's people coming, and I'm ready to go. I got my barbecue grill going. I got my basket. I'm marinating some squirrels. I got some possum in a bucket out there.
We don't eat squirrels.
I got coon.
No, we don't eat squirrels.
Okay, I got quail.
No, we're the two blind squirrels. That's just kind of nasty.
Yeah.
Do you not understand
that's our,
that?
That's our...
You can't eat squirrels.
Mascot.
We'll say they're chipmunks. How's that?
I don't eat chipmunks either.
Yeah, Alvin's a chipmunk.
We don't eat chipmunks. I don't eat raccoons.
What?
No.
Why not?
No.
Good stuff.
No. No.
Oh, man. You don't know what you're missing.
No. Dig a hole and put a giant pig in it. I'm with you.
Oh, I could do that. I could do a pit pig. You want me to do a pit pig? I'd do a pit pig for you.
Do a pit pig.
Okay.
I'd like that.
All right. I'll do you a pit pig. And I got but I'm still going to cook this other stuff because we got to feed the kitties, you know.
Well, why don't you just have like hot dogs or something?
I do. I got some, I got some of that out there. I got possum out there. I made sausage.
I don't want possum.
Well, it's weenies, you know. It's just weenies for the kids.
We're not eating
hot dog
possum
buns.
Weenies.
It's well, it what? Why not?
Because it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. Well, it's disgusting grinding them up. I'll give you that. But once I get them made into sausages, it ain't no grosser than the weenies that sell like Oscar Mayer or whoever.
So you say?
It's just meat in a tube. It's just tube meat.
Tube meat.
It's disgusting.
Tube meat.
That's all it is. Just tube meat.
That's gross. Why is that funny? That's gross.
I don't know.
Anyway, you can't tell. My point is, you can't tell what critter it was before it was a tube.
The fact that you're even using critter in the same sentence as the food you're making for the barbecue, I don't like that at all.
Hey, this squirrel con. How can you have a squirrel con with no fried squirrel?
We're not eating squirrel. Eating squirrel.
Let's say they're marmots.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, so I got that going, and I got that. I got some venison, brisket out there.
Okay, those are good.
Got.
You have any chicken?
Got some wild turkey.
No, chicken. Wild turkey is tough, and it tastes gamey.
Not the way I cook it, boy. I soak it in kerosene overnight.
Seriously. You're gonna kill us all with kerosene.
The kerosene burns off. Uh-huh. Just leaves the flavoring.
Uh-huh.
Very good stuff. Very good.
That's disgusting.
Stick a beer can in there.
Are you trying to kill us?
Absolutely not. If I was trying to... Never mind. All right. Well, that sounds great. It all sounds really good. What about snacks and stuff?
Sound great.
I got fresh harvested pig skins.
That does not all sound great. Wait, what is the matter with you? Why would you tell him that sounds great?
Just go with it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're going to order out anyway.
Okay.
I didn't. What? What are you whispering about over?
Nothing. What else you got going on?
I got beans. I got some good beans. Oh, I got a hammock left over from Christmas. Oh, let me tell you, these beans are going to be good.
Uh-huh.
I put that ham hock in there and let them soak overnight in some cola and gets all the skins off of them. And it's acidy, you know, eats the skins off them so you don't fart so much. You don't have a lot of gas. Can I say fart on air?
No, we would prefer that you didn't.
Oh. Well, let's just say pooting. I say poot.
Uh-huh. That's better.
That's I'd rather you not talk about it at all, but if you got to say a word, I guess that... Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I guess. I don't do potty humor.
Well, if you... I ain't talking about going to the potty.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't even bring that up.
Finish up your snacks.
I got these beans, and you soak them overnight in cola. You put
soda you talked
in
about that.
Them.
Yeah, all the meat comes off.
And,
yeah,
and
got
then the
bones,
skins come off of them, and then you don't have
okay.
so much gas,
now,
you don't poop so much.
The snacks.
I got. Well, I already told you. I got to them. I got minutes. I fried
we
up
have
some
any
minutes,
Fritos or anything?
And, oh, I got corn chips out the kazoo. You ain't never seen like the corn chips I got out there.
I don't
there.
Want corn chips. I want Fritos.
I got Fritos.
Okay.
I got Fritos and Tostitos.
Okay.
And
Cheetos.
What is Cheetos again?
It's fried cheese.
I can do that.
No.
We want a sack full of name brand with the name on there that says Cheese Toes.
Toes? I can do that too, I think. I think I got some toes left over from the possums.
No, just, you know what? That's okay. That's good. Okay. You're good. Good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. No. Go.
Oh, all right. I'll see you.
Yeah, we're going to the restaurant.
Why did you let him cook?
Ain't no letting. He just cooks. I just mentioned we were having a squirrel farm. Next thing I know, there's a trailer with a giant smoker on the back of it in my backyard.
Hmm.
Borrowed it from somebody. Big John gave it to him.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a talk with him?
I don't know what's going on. Okay, I said some people could come to my... I didn't even say people come to my house. Somebody else said, Gracie, it's Gracie's fault. She says, hey, let's all go to Brad's house. We'll have a squirrel conference. And then somebody else said, yeah, we'll call it Squirrel Con. And the next thing I know, there's a trailer parked in my backyard with a giant cooker on it. I mean, the cooker is a trailer. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
It's a cooker with wheels that you hook up to the back of a truck and pull around. That's how big this thing is.
Uh-huh.
Then I got Big John bringing over speakers that just like from a, it's just like from a house stereo that from 1972. Okay. It's like realistic wooden speakers stacked up in the backyard. He's duct taped them all together. They're 6 foot high. He's got them all hooked to an amplifier. There's wires running everywhere. All of it's duct taped together, laying out on the ground. I don't know what's going on. They're building like stage back there.
We don't even have that big of a backyard.
Meanwhile, my backyard's 12 by 16, people. I got 30 I got 30 people supposed to be in this yard, plus the cooker, plus somebody chairs. Meanwhile, my next door neighbor, who's shaped like a question mark and is 140 years old, is going to die the first time somebody plays a chord on the guitar.
That wasn't very nice.
I can't help it.
Do you feel better?
A little bit. I'm going to go to Arkansas. I'll be back on June.
You keep
June
talking about Arkansas.
10th.
You're going to leave me here with all these crazy people?
You're welcome to come with me.
Okay.
But I ain't taking no tutus with me.
Can I sit in a what you call it, bath? Hot spring?
No, I ain't telling where I'm going in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Did they have like clear water?
Okay, this is Kentucky Dan again, and that is a mental picture that I really did not need to start my day out with.
What mental picture is he talking about?
He's gonna tell us if you'd let him talk.
I'll let him talk. What are you accusing me of?
Well, you keep pausing it and not letting people finish what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Brad walking around, actually skating around, like in the sidewalks of California, skating back in the Speedo with a bling hanging from his neck. What?
The bling. Speedo.
Oh, with the bling hanging
from
my neck.
Yeah, the 40, what you shouldn't do over 40.
I see.
Wow, what a picture.
What's wrong with that?
Uh-uh.
If anybody can pull off a Speedo, it'd be me. Me. That's right. Why are you being all quiet all of a sudden?
Really didn't need that picture.
Now what? What is?
I have absolutely nothing to say.
All right. I'm just saying I could pull it off. Now, I mean, not the Speedo. Never mind.
Really didn't need that picture.
Yeah, well, I did. Okay, I admit that was a little over the top. It was an accident. I stumbled into that one
today. Well, I will talk to you guys later.
I think we discouraged him from listening to the show.
He's grossed out.
Keep up the good work, Faith.
Keep up the good work, Faith. Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good work, Faith.
Well, you're tearing off Speedos. What kind of work is that, Mr. Bling wearing Speedo taker offer?
What has happened to my show?
It's not all about you, man.
I didn't say it had all be about me.
Well, one little thing. Great job, Faith. And you all of a sudden
keep up the good work, Faith. As though who's got their foot up on my desk? Who's got their feet crossed up on my desk? And who's got two computers and wires sticking out everywhere?
What?
You know, it's just the lack of appreciation and stuff is just.
I read an interesting saying the other day that I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters. The end of your rope is a very holy place. Most of us have achieved that holy place where we have just no other place to go.
Seriously. Okay. Seriously. Pop filter or move the mic just a little bit to the left. I can barely understand. Come on, Ruthann.
The only one that can save is Christ. The only one that can make whatever it is that's gone wrong, Christ. Psalm 69:14.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a bad day. having a bad day, feeling a little attacked. It's a Friday, but I'm not doing Buford got me upset, and then Faith, and then
I didn't do anything to you.
And then Kentucky Dan come after me.
Oh, I got it right.
Well, if you would sit up properly. She keeps squishing down in the chair until her feet are above her head. Are you better now?
No, it hurts. Okay.
All right.
The mic doesn't go up that high if I sit up straight.
Well, you can pull the mic up. There you go.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ruthann. I'm sorry to interrupt. Just didn't mean to attack you there. Sorry. I apologize.
Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. The world keeps telling us that there are many ways out of the mire, but in reality there is only one Christ. Let us pray that the next time we find ourselves at the holy place, that we don't turn to man, but to Christ. Hasta la vista, mi ardillas, sending you back to our squire and lady of squirreldom.
Lady of squirreldom.
Yes.
Squire, squirrel, and lady of squirreldom.
Cool.
Like that.
I'll go with that.
Will you go with that?
We could go to Renaissance Festival in Wasashi.
Wasashi.
I said that to Michelle this morning because her in-laws live in Wasashi.
Wasashi.
And she laughed. She thought it was funny. I said, see, it's only funny to people who know.
Yeah, it's only...
This is Brad. This is just a testament. Make sure.
Oops. That's because somebody sent me an email saying that it wasn't working and... That was me.
This is Brad.
That was me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Again?
What?
We're going to do that again?
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Okay, this is Kentucky Dan again.
Again. This is Kentucky Dan week. Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we got new callers. At least it's not John Wilkerson
week. That's
again.
What I was just going to say.
Just listen to the post office thing. Podcast. You can buy stamps online. You can also request that a postal carrier comes and picks up your package. And you can do that online as well. Just go to USPS.org.
That'd be .gov. Yes.
I forget which it is.
.gov.
You can do that.
Yeah, but then I have to have a scale and all that. Because I don't know how much postage you put on it.
You can estimate it.
I don't know how to estimate it.
Yeah, you just hold it in one hand, you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that before, and then I've gotten it back for not enough postage.
I'm sure they got a system worked out.
Do you know where we live? Really?
I'm right there with you. Post office and the bank.
The banks.
Oh, I haven't even started on the banks.
Don't even get us started on the banks.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you about that. Now, the banks in our town are a little better because we're about 10 years behind everybody else in the world. But the banks in Dallas, and we're following suit here in Silver Springs. Hey, you know what? They don't want you to do business with them. Mm-mm. They want you to do business with the ATM. Go do business with our ATM. That's where you need to be. Okay? You go over there. We don't actually talk to people. We only talk to the ATM. You talk to the ATM, and then we'll talk to the ATM. Give him your money, and then we'll get your money. But we don't want to talk to you directly. What is up with that?
I remember when I got my first ATM card. And back then, well, it was an ATM machine, but it was called a time card because that was what the card was called from my bank.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was very excited when I got this time card. I thought, I can stick this in the machine. Just give me money. I was still a little bit confused about the whole you have to have money in the bank to write a check thing. Yeah, that didn't work out very well for me.
It didn't work out for you, did it?
No.
I remember going, when I first got mine, the ATMs in Silver Springs, you could get $5.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I would go and I'd put my little card in there and I'd go, come on,
and it was 50 cents for the fee.
Yeah, 50 cents for the mm-hmm. fee. So I'd put in my number, come on, $5.
Spit out the $5.
Come on. Oh, no, $5. Overdrafted again. You know, you pull that handle on the side of the machine, yeah. You just hope.
Oh, is it going to happen?
Come on.
Either one of them have convenient hours that accommodate the average working person.
No, they do not.
That's all I gotta say. Bye.
Kentucky Dan. Thanks for calling.
Oh. Thank you for that advice.
JesusGeek.info.
Hey, come on.
Just had to plug it.
Come on. Really?
Thank you for that advice. I may get a scale. If that makes my life easier, I might just actually try that.
People will think you're a drug user if you buy a scale and keep it in your house.
No, it's a... You need, well, see, Mr. Elton Brown from the Food Network.
Yes.
Who is my favorite
food guy. Networker guy.
He like measures a lot of things instead of does by cup.
Yeah.
He measures it because he says it's more precise. But I don't have a kitchen scale. And that's all you need is just a kitchen scale. Uh-huh. And then you just, my mom always used her kitchen scale to measure packages.
Oh, well, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. And just since I still wrap all my packages like my mother with an old paper grocery bag.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
When you say packages, what do you mean? You wrap all your packages. What packages?
Well, like my Mother's Day present to my mom.
Oh, those kind of packages. Packages you're going to mail.
Yeah.
You wrap them in trash bags?
No, paper grocery bags.
Where do you get paper grocery bags
from? From Brahms.
Oh, there you go.
Every once in a while, I don't take my cloth grocery Brahms bags
is
with
a,
me.
Brahms is a ice cream store that sells milk and bananas.
No, and other stuff.
Well, yeah.
More now, but...
But basically, but milk and grocery bananas store. And bread.
And cereal and Fritos and meat and eggs and
Fritos?
Butter.
They have Fritos?
They have chips and syrup and
really?
Pancake mix and wow. Butter and bacon and...
They're branching out.
Creamer and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
It's incredible. And that little bitty store?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe it'll start...
And they have
maybe
bell peppers and salads and onions and...
Maybe it'll be the return of the local grocery store.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's why I like going there, because it's fast and easy.
I'm so sad.
So every
when
once
quick
in a while, I don't
business.
Take my cloth grocery bag in, and I get a paper sack, because then I have paper sacks to use, because I cut open paper sacks to
You recycle them.
Well, yeah, I cut them open, and I let my cookies dry on them, because mm-hmm. It makes them crisper than on a rack.
I don't think that's sanitary. You don't know. That's paper.
Really? Really? My mom's been doing it for 1,000 years. I'm not too worried about it. And then...
That was before they discovered the no-see-ums.
What? You're
that's
making stuff up.
No, I'm not making stuff up. That's before they discovered no-see-ums, like germs and bacteria.
Okay, whatever. It is not before then. But most of the time, yeah. I just use them to wrap packages to mail.
Yes.
Because then you don't have to buy an exorbitantly overpriced package at the post office. Just to mail your stuff.
You can also cut 2 little holes in them and put them over your head.
I'm not 6.
And walk around and pretend
that's what you did.
And pretend you're a taxi cab.
Uh-huh.
What?
I don't know. Thank you for the advice, so I'll take that. It's very helpful.
Well, it is late. I know
why,
it's Friday.
Why are you yawning?
I can't help it. It's late.
You're supposed to be. See, now you're making me yawn.
Oh, that made everybody yawn. Everybody listening to the show is now yawning. Even if it's like you listen to the show, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and you're yawning. Ah. Sorry. It's Friday, though.
It is.
We all made it.
Uh-huh.
We survived another week, and you know what else? It's almost June. It will be June this weekend. Sunday.
Hey, it's Helen's last day of school today.
Sunday is June.
Wow.
I was in the middle of saying that. Sunday is June.
Mm-hmm. June is your birthday month.
Yeah, and Mexico Mission Trip and Squirrel Con and whatever else you got.
Yeah, you mentioned going to Mexico last night. You can't just throw that out there and then, I mean, just dangle that in front of me. Here we go to Mexico. Not for the mission trip. Here, go to Mexico.
You mean on vacation?
And then yank it away like a mean owner.
Mean owner?
Like they do that to a dog. Hang, dangle the bone in front of them and then yank it away.
Did you just call yourself a dog?
I was just... It's just
that's
an
not
example.
Nice.
It's just an example.
Oh. Well, I would never call you that.
I know you wouldn't.
I love you.
I know. But you still dangled it in front of me.
I didn't dangle it in front of you. I considered it myself. I was tempted to spend the money. And what happened was we're getting our IRS money back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the IRS bonus money we get. Like the government,
that everybody gets.
The government says, oh, we're charging you too much for gas. Well, they're not charging us, but we're not going to do anything about all those people who are charging you too much for gas. We're just going to send you a check. What good does that do anybody?
Well, it paid for what we had to pay for to the IRS. Since we never get any money back, we have to pay them.
So instead of replacing that money that we paid,
he wants to go to Mexico. But see, you should have never said anything, because now I got it in my head that I want to go. And I was all ready to stay home, go to see my parents in Wisconsin instead of going to Mexico and laying on the beach for a week with you.
I do like laying on the beach with you for a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about that.
Yep.
But not this year.
Okay.
She's scheming. She's looking out of the corner of her eye, scheming. Look at her. All you can tell is she's scheming. She's got her head cocked to the side. She's got her eyes up to the side over there. She's thinking, oh, I'll figure it out. I'll get him somehow. I'll trick him into doing this.
I don't have to trick you. You want to go just as bad as I do.
I do want
to
go.
I don't have to trick you.
No, I do want to go. I love going. You know what? There's nothing better and laying on the beach and having people bring you guacamole. I mean, mm-hmm. that is just the king of all kings. You feel like, you feel like you own your own country.
Because you're getting guacamole?
You're laying on a beach and somebody's bringing you guacamole.
No, I don't lay on the beach. I lay by a pool looking at the beach.
It's the same thing.
Not really. I'm not getting sand up my behind.
Hey. And with that, I think I should start to play the exit music.
It's so itchy and very uncomfortable.
It is. But I still like the beach. I don't mind laying on the beach. We laid on the beach in Georgia.
No, that's because we had
in Alabama.
Alabama. That's because we had big. We rented those big expensive chaise lounges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
$40 a day.
Where was it we laid on the beach?
That was Alabama.
No, in Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach, we laid on the beach, North Carolina. We actually laid
that
on the
awful.
Beach.
That was awful. It was very busy.
Wasn't that great?
Mm-mm. I mean, it was nice because we were on the beach, but...
Yeah, not the best.
I don't rank that in my great vacations. Helen loved it.
Sort of. She got sick.
Yep.
She had a kidney, bladder infection.
When she was 3.
She doesn't even remember it anymore.
Mm-mm. No, she remembers having to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds when we were playing miniature golf, and I had to carry her down there because Brad wouldn't take her to the bathroom.
It was a 5-story golf course, and she had to go down all flights of stairs and then come all the way back up and go all the way back down. What?
And you wouldn't take her.
Because I wasn't going to take her to the women's restroom.
You could go take her to the boys' restroom.
She was a little girl. She doesn't belong in the boys' restroom. If you've been in the boys' restroom, it's nasty in there.
Yeah, why are boys' bathrooms nasty? Because boys are nasty. Greasy, grimy, gopher guts, insulated monkey meat, dirty, dirty, dirty feet, French fried eyeballs dipped in tomato sauce.
That's gross. Are you done?
Boys are made of greasy, grimy, gopher guts.
You already said that. Gopher guts. That reminds me, I got some gophers. Buford, out. Oh, now you've got him started.
Girls are made of... I don't remember.
Sweet and lovey stuffy stuff.
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
Oh, brother. Bios con Dios, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Bios con Dios.
See you in June.
2 blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.